And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start with the CIA, which has finally caught up to what many Americans knew through simple common sense in 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic most likely originated from a lab leak in Wuhan, China. The revelation comes 5 years after major media outlets labeled such suggestions as racist and xenophobic, while social media platforms actively censored discussion of the theory. The agency claims no new intelligence prompted this shift. They simply took a closer look at the same evidence they've had all along. Ordinary citizens who faced ridicule and censorship for questioning the narrative might be forgiven for finding this timing particularly interesting. Well, Target Corporation, once a flagship of corporate wokeness, has announced a dramatic scaling back of its DEI initiatives. The retailer that previously championed controversial gender ideology products will end its 3-year DEI goals and cease reporting to external diversity groups. The reversal follows a $12 billion market value drop after their Pride merchandise controversy, proving that ideological overreach carries real financial consequences. Yeah, that usually happens when your opinions override your sense of, I don't know, being in business. The Department of Justice has dropped its case against Dr. Ethan Hamm, the whistleblower who exposed Texas Children's Hospital's secret gender transition program. Despite the hospital's public claim of compliance with state laws protecting minors, Dr. Hamm revealed evidence of ongoing procedures, and the Biden administration responded by sending FBI agents to harass those who spoke up. Now, in a signal that protecting children takes priority over protecting institutions, the Trump administration has effectively vindicated the whistleblower's courage. And Hollywood made history last week, though not perhaps in a way many may celebrate. The Academy Awards nominated a male for Best Actress, the first time a biological male has competed in that category. Yeah, and there's a reason why. The nomination comes for musical drama about a Mexican cartel leader who transitions and helps gang violence victims. And in a testament to social media addiction, enterprising individuals are attempting to sell iPhones with TikTok installed for up to $25,000 following the app's removal from the American app stores. While most of these optimistic listings haven't attracted serious buyers, the desperation to maintain access to the Chinese-owned platform speaks volumes about its grip on people. The Supreme Court recently upheld the U.S. ban on the app, though President Trump has moved to review the appropriate path forward. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.